This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, here's Gascoigne. Gascoigne, he can finish it here! Bill Gascoigne! 2-0! Lampard!
Brilliant!
It was in, no!
That surely crossed the line!
Oh, oh, it's in! It's so far in!
Thanks very much, Sepp Blatter.
Clean sheet, I call it, is one of the most important things in football.
Nice to see home fans booing you.
Emil Heskey, could it be five? Yes, it is!
Paul Bowden to take it. Oh, and he's hit the crossbar!
Gerrard, it's Carroll! What a goal by the England striker! That's why he was brought in, and he's done the job.
Saved! John Pickford!
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, and it happened!
No!
Hello and welcome to Quickly Kevin, Will He Score? This is episode 2 of the tournament proper. I'm Chris Gold. Joining me, as always, Josh Widdicombe.
Hello.
And sitting there in a mid-90s Premier League referee's outfit is Michael Marden.
Hello.
So, as it's a Wednesday, our Wednesday and Friday episodes are available to Patreon XJ8 members. Monday episodes are for everyone. So, this is a little taster of that episode. If you want to hear the full thing, sign up at the Quickly Kevin Fan Club. That's www.patreon.com/QuicklyKevin. Enjoy. Well, can we discuss Scotland then?
Yeah.
Because I'd love to discuss... We discussed this a bit on the watch along of France Germany, but it deserves discussing because really it is the moment of the tournament so far. For the record, before anyone thinks I'm some kind of awful, terrible, crowing Englishman, I really wanted Scotland to win, and
yes,
I presume you two did as well.
Yeah, really, really,
of course,
wanted them to.
Of course.
Yeah, and I should also correct myself. I got taken to task on the forum for referring to Ireland within the home nations, and I wouldn't like that to be the case. Obviously, I support all the home nations. I also support Ireland for a different reason. That's because half their players were English in the 90s. It's that simple. Did you watch that goal?
Yeah,
I thought it was so exciting.
Entry, he might have a go, but it's blocked, and instead the break is on, and Schick. Oh, he's gone for the spectacular! That is absolutely stunning for Patrick Schick! One of the great European Championship goals! A big blow for Scotland! But the Czechs won't care! That is absolutely extraordinary from Patrick Schick!
The theatre of it, I think it might be the best lobbed goal... I've never seen a goalkeeper fall into his net in such a spectacular way.
Well, I think that definitely added to the sort of spectacle of it in a way that had he just given up, as often keepers do in that instance, it wouldn't have... It's the same as if a keeper is chipped and it comes off the crossbar. or like a great volley. There's something about that little extra visual flourish that just makes it more memorable.
But I hate to break this to you, Michael, but do you know who visited the Scotland camp and presumably had a word with them?
No way.
Peter Schmeichel went to the Scotland camp. Pictures of him and David Marshall chatting. He's obviously told him.
Put it on our Instagram. We'll put this on our Instagram tomorrow.
Go to the edge of your area and just hang about there. Don't worry about any balls flying over your head.
Are you joking, Scott?
I am joking.
Oh, I genuinely believe him.
I was really working on some kind of like patient zero, like Peter Schmeichel theory about he's so aware of his legacy of being chipped that he's now going to get other keepers chipped at a higher stage so that his is erased.
I just thought he just, like, Neil Sullivan obviously is a classic keeper being chipped, or David Seaman. They didn't reach the netting, and that netting was shallow at Selhurst Park. This was a deep netting, and he fell in it. He looked like, do you remember like when someone was struggling on the cargo net on the Eliminator? Like he looked like he was like just all over the
show. Can I just say, word of advice to all goalkeepers, if you're getting lobbed, have some dignity. Know when it's over. Don't bundle yourself in the back of the net, because that's what people remember. David Marshall there, he's made the goal more memorable by making a fool of himself, essentially. Yes. Give up.
He's proper Norman Wisdom.
He knew he was Norman Wisdom getting lobbed,
wasn't he?
What could he have done, knowing that he's going to get lobbed, to sort of style it out to make himself just look really kind of cool?
Just drop to your knees in the moment and just go, I've messed up. I was off my line. Don't run back in some vain attempt to do the impossible.
Yeah. It was also such a picturesque lob because it bent in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like everything. I wonder what point, even in the run back, do you think David Marshall thought, well, this is my life now. This is it. This is what I will always be remembered for. Farewell.
I was fascinated watching it, thinking, who's going to be the first Scotland player to say something to him about it? Or does no one say anything about it? Do you just go, oh, unlucky? I suppose he was only 54 yards out. How do you handle that? Because isn't it, in a way, it's more awkward being anyone else on the team than him.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what do you say? Are we just never going to talk to him again?
Yeah, well, it was a bit like when Liverpool lost the Champions League final. I always thought this reflected badly on the Liverpool team, who I think are a great bunch of lads in general, led by a great guy. But what was that guy called? Karius. And he made those two errors, possibly because he was concussed. And afterwards, he just seemed to be sat on his own and no one seemed to be going over to him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
What would you say? Okay, let's just play it out. You walk into the dressing room and David Marshall's just sat there. What would be your opening gambit?
Well, my instinct is you make a joke of it.
Do you know what I'd say? I'd say, I think you've got a bit of netting caught on your glove.
I think you left your dignity back in that goal back there. You want to go back and see if you can pull it out.
Say what you will about Peter Schmeichel. He never chased back, did he? He'd at most just stand and jump on the spot.
He knew his weakness. He knew his weakness and he wasn't about to amplify it.
Yeah.
When he was lobbed, he had the dignity. Like that Davil Suka one. He just watches it go over his head. I swear if you zoom in, he cracks a smile.
But Peter Schmeichel approached being lobbed like a plane spotter at Heathrow. He just watched it go overhead, marked it down in his logbook, and then carried on with his day.
I think that's, well, this is why it's been such a rapture on this podcast to acknowledge how much he was lobbed, because no one, Peter Schmeichel essentially cast a spell over the public. No one talked to him about it. No one talked to each other about it until we broke the dam.
I think Peter Schmeichel's approach to being lobbed was, you know, in that you'll know this, Michael, obviously, the episode of Seinfeld where George resigns, and then Jerry says to him, "Just go in and pretend you didn't do it the next day," right? And it's the same with when Father Ted kicks Bishop Brennan up the arse and the way he gets away with it, is he was like, well, why? No, of course he didn't kick you up the arse. Peter Schmeichel's approach to being lobbed was just to carry on with his day as if it hadn't even happened. As if no one had seen the ball go over his head. Whereas David Marshall's option is to just throw himself into the netting, like a kind of...
When you're taking at least 5 minutes to cut, to like remove yourself from the net,
yeah,
you can't downplay it. That's the thing about Schmeichel. He would get lobbed and moved on.
The real world equivalent of that is if you trip over in the street.
Yes.
And like, what do you do in that instance? Because the temptation is to sort of try and own your embarrassment by going like, oh God, something happened there. Or like look around shrug. When actually what you should do is just pretend it didn't happen, keep walking. Because people are going to find the post-trip response of you is going to linger in their mind far longer than just a trip.
Whereas David Marshall would run into an open manhole cover.
Yeah, and then climb out and apologise to every single person who saw it and fall back in the man cover while he's doing it.
Did you hear that? And this is absolutely rubbing it in. I don't know where I heard this. It was on one of the radio or podcasts I'm supposed to. That they interviewed the scorer and he said, yeah, in the first half, we actually had a discussion at half time that he's always really far off his line, so we should look out for it. It's like, what a way to rub it in.
Do you remember Wayne Rooney lobbed Adrian, Man United versus West Ham, a few years ago?
No, I don't.
And Wayne Rooney had said Adrian was always far off his line. And Adrian made an absolute fool of himself trying to collect the ball, like trying to stop Wayne Rooney scoring. Do you remember he fell on his bum and like rolled backwards, ended up in the net?
Yeah, it's occasionally it is worth it because there was that one with Roy Carroll. Was it Roy Carroll?
When
the ball went about a yard over the line and then he scooped it back out.
Yeah, that's mad.
And carried on.
Carried on as if nothing had happened. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed that. Full episode is available on Patreon, as will be Friday's episode. Then we're back on the main feed on Monday.
Go, Les! Hit Les! Hit Les over the top!
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.